This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been amplifying the first point in our outline with what we found in the book of Habakkuk. He had an authentic personal relationship with God. This is seen in an honest two-way communication described in the book. Habakkuk needed to understand that God is not limited to what he knew about God. God's thoughts and ways are so far above what Habakkuk knew up to this point. He had to recognize these differences and accept them. He acknowledged God's sovereignty and justice, and then appealed to his mercy. Listen to his prayer in Habakkuk 3:2. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. He knew God's people deserved what they were going to experience. God is slow to anger or wrath, but beyond a certain point, he has to act in order to be true to all that he is. But all that he is includes he is merciful. So Habakkuk pleads his case on that basis. Having concluded that judgment is inevitable, he pleads for mercy as he waits patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us, Habakkuk 3:16. But as he waits with legs trembling, watching devastation take place, leaving the land desolate, he determines by faith to rejoice in the Lord, be joyful in God my Savior, confident that the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. What a picture of an authentic personal relationship with God. Nothing could break their bond.